You are listening to Adagio Fits, Clarissa Explains It All, episode number 12, Confirmation Bias. Hello, hello, friends. Thank you for spending a little bit of your day with me today. I'm so appreciative of my listeners and for you guys subscribing to my podcast. If you haven't already, subscribe through iTunes or through the app that you listen through. And also, please leave me a review on iTunes. It helps me get seen and it helps get my podcast into searches. So I'm going to link some instructions in my show notes for you guys so that you can figure out how to leave a review in iTunes. And you can find those show notes at adagiofit.com/episode12. It's the first week of summer here, and it's also the first week of my allergies. So I will do my best to not sniff too much into my microphone, which is crazy because my microphone, I was just setting up and a piece of it broke, so I had to like jerry-rig it and use some tape. I'm going to have to get that fixed in the next couple of weeks. And it was kind of a cheaper microphone, and I'm really excited because I feel like this podcasting is going well, and I've gotten a lot of feedback, and so I think I might just do a little upgrade. I guess there's a reason maybe it broke. Also, thank you so much for all of your feedback on my PMDD episode that I posted 2 weeks ago. I loved hearing from you and your thoughts and what touched you and what meant a lot to you. And I love hearing from you. So I want to hear from you more. So leave a comment in the show notes below this episode or shoot me over an email, clarissa@adagiofit.com, and let's start a conversation. I want to share with you two of the comments that I got this past week. The first one was about my PMDD podcast, and they said, "Hey, just wanted to let you know how much I enjoyed your number 10 podcast on PMDD. You were so authentic, real, and open. It was a reminder to me that everything we experience and things that go on in our bodies matter, and if we pay attention, we can learn a lot about our health and ourselves. Always inspiring. Thanks for sharing." So thank you for leaving me that. I really appreciate that. I also got another email about the weekly wisdom that I send out, and I'll link a subscription link to that in the show notes that you guys can also subscribe to. It's just a simple email I send out every week, really small, with a thought from the week. And this is what this person said: "You put into words the very thing I'm struggling with. Thanks for the advice and encouragement." So that's so great. Thank you so much for giving that feedback. And I love feedback, whether it's positive or negative, because I love being able to give you what you need to hear. Last week, I talked about self-love. And today, let's talk about confirmation bias. When I first heard about confirmation bias, I was instantly obsessed, because a recurring thing that my mom and I talk about kind of weekly, and it's been that way for about 6 months or so, is if you are looking for it, you are going to find it. So confirmation bias is the tendency people have to seek, interpret, or remember information based on a previously conceived belief of their own. The effect is heightened during emotionally charged issues and deeply ingrained issues. People also tend to take ambiguous information and use it to their bias as well. Our minds are so amazing. Look at what they can do. It's like playing, you know, I spy with ourselves. I noticed this as we started looking at purchasing a new car. I had looked at a Pilot, a Honda Pilot, and a Toyota Highlander. The next week after we had been to look at some cars, I would see a car and I would say, "Oh, I like that car." And then I would notice that it was one of those two cars that I had looked at the previous week. A firm example that this is really something that happens. Also, if you were to say, you know, "Bobby's wearing a red t-shirt, so look for a red t-shirt," you would suddenly start seeing red in a crowd of people. Franz Fanon said, "Sometimes people hold a core belief that is very strong. When they are presented with evidence that works against that belief, the new evidence can't be accepted. It would create a feeling that is extremely uncomfortable, and it's called cognitive dissonance. And because it is so important, they will rationalize the people who are having this core belief challenged. They're going to rationalize, they're going to ignore, and they'll even deny anything that doesn't fit in with this original core belief, even to the point of inflicting pain." That's my sentence. So, end quote. And then "even to the point of inflicting pain" is something that I have noticed with this cognitive bias. This is like someone telling you that they have tried every diet and there is no way that they will ever lose weight. And they sit there on your office chair meeting with you as a weight loss trainer. There you are showing them how to give encouragement. You're coaching them, but they are so used to saying it won't work. And now they look for any ounce to prove that they are an exception to the rules. No one wants to stay overweight, but they are willing to cause themselves pain because of the bias that they have that nothing will ever work. And that's, again, that goes back to that quote that they're holding that core belief that they're an exception to the rule, and they're looking for any evidence to prove that that is correct. You know, as a mom, I do this all the time. I walked into the bathroom the other week and I saw a hot mess. The toilet paper had been unrolled and there was glitter all over the counter and floor. And instantly, I was looking for proof that my three-year-old was the mastermind of all of this. And so I'm looking to prove my initial bias that my three-year-old made this mess. You know, there it is on the floor, one of her socks. And so my bias was proven, and I thought it was my three-year-old. But what happened was my nine-year-old, before school, I didn't see her use the glitter spray, and the sock was from last night's bath time. And so I had to refocus and get a different perspective to take out that confirmation bias and look at this perspective differently. We tend to look our own confirmation bias all the time. When we do, it usually works against us. Thoughts like, "Susie doesn't like me." And that comment, "Susie doesn't like me," is just my opinion, right? And when we tell ourselves this, our amazing, efficient brain starts looking for proof that Susie really doesn't like this, like us. How she looks at us, what she posts on her Instagram account, how she didn't invite you to her lunch with girlfriends out last week, and all things that may have no connection to how she feels about you, but you tend to make it mean something because of this confirmation bias that you have that Susie doesn't like me. So what if we started using the confirmation bias in our benefit? Most of the time when we ignore it, it's because we are buffering against that. We don't want to feel that uncomfortableness. But what if we started using this in our benefit? I think this is what affirmations are geared towards, helping our brain look for a positive confirmation bias towards something that we need to believe. I have heard so many tools people use to use confirmation bias as a benefit. Here are some that I have found. So, like keeping a gratitude journal. When you start keeping track of just and only three things daily that you are grateful for, you will find that your level of happiness rises immensely. Before you make a decision, you talk to a diverse range of people to get many opinions, ideas, and perspectives. And what will happen is, for example, say you were trying to decide what college to go to, the confirmation bias, anybody who said the specific college that you maybe had looked at, you're going to gravitate towards. You're going to say, so-and-so said that college A was really good, so I need to go to college A. But in all reality, that's the one that you were already thinking about. And working through beliefs that you may have with a couple of good questions. I'm going to explain this a little bit below, a little bit further into this. So here is the bias that I'm working on fixing right now. become a little vulnerable with you. I have an older brother that I normally say things like, we don't get along, we knock heads about everything, we're both type A personalities. In the past, what else have I said? I can't confide in him or even have a conversation with him because he hasn't let me be an adult. And that technically I'm still his little sister, put that in quotes, who doesn't, you know anything or have anything useful to help him out in life. And my relationship has kind of pained me for years, and it's affected our relationship to the point where we don't talk as much. We don't call each other very much. When we go out for family vacations, like 3 or 4 days is really stressful with me. And it just becomes, it's become too much to the point where, you know, I'll have a breakdown, not in front of him, but I'll have a breakdown on the side. And this is, I've realized through this studying confirmation bias that this has really been a draining way that I've been living. And I've been looking for everything to prove that this thought pattern of we don't get along and we knock heads about everything, that's correct. So in the past year, my brother has moved from being 15 hours away from me. He's always been at least 15, you know, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days drive away from me to only 3 hours away. And I realized that I don't want to be, have this negative cognitive bias anymore with him. And so I've really been trying to work towards finding a positive confirmation bias, right? So if I look for it, I'm going to find it. So what bias do I want to have? This is what you need to ask yourself, you know, like the questions that I said, this really helps. So talking as if I already have accomplished what kind of bias I want to have. So this is the bias I want to have with my brother. My brother and I have the greatest relationship. There are so many issues that we both have the same opinions on, and we share our opinions openly. I confide with my brother in many things because I value his thoughts, and I know he loves me unconditionally. All right, so that's what I want to believe, and I'm talking as if I already have accomplished that. So how did my brother and I get to this point of having the most amazing relationship? That's my second question. Well, I call him about every other week or text him or Marco Polo him. We have a family group chat that I often see things, you know, and I'll take a picture and it will remind me of him. And he shared like his fishing trip with me. You know, we're both in the health industry, and I love being able to talk to him about health issues and get ideas how to better serve my clients because of his doctoral knowledge. So he's kind of on this Western medicine end and I'm on this Eastern medicine end. And because of that, we're able to find really good mixtures of what could work for clients. I also know that he sees me as an adult because he tells me in like my birthday cards that I'm a good mom. I know that he's busy, so we don't get a chat very often. And I realize that his busy career doesn't mean he doesn't want to have a relationship with me or that he thinks he's higher than me. This is how our relationship got better. These are the proof that I am looking for of how good our relationship is. All right, so to kind of conclude on confirmation bias, if you're looking for it, you are going to find it. What you are looking for right now, or maybe not purposefully looking for, that contributes to your confirmation biases. So what are you looking for that contributes to your confirmation biases? I just started kind of a friendship with a lady down the street who I don't necessarily feel like we have a lot in common or haven't before. And as I talked with her for about an hour yesterday, I challenged my confirmation bias that we don't have anything in common. And I realized that we both love physical fitness. We both love our gardens. And we both love our kids and our family. And we live on the same street. Like, even something as simple as that can help me towards having a positive confirmation bias that what I'm looking for, I'm going to find, right? What bias do you want to have? you know, challenge your thinking and state your bias as if you've already accomplished it. You know, going back to my brother, like I stated that as if today my relationship with my brother was really, really good. And then ask yourself, how did you get to this new bias? And because our brains, yet again, our brains are so amazing, they say, well, we accomplished this. How did we accomplish this? And suddenly it will go through a couple of ways that you accomplished having this great relationship, or you accomplished this new bias, you know, and then go look for those points of new bias. You know, when you think of it this way, when it's just a process, plug and chug is what my math teacher would always say. I have written, it's easy peasy, you know, with application and practice, this is easy peasy. So to finish up, I have a quote from Warren Buffett that I really liked. And this is what he says: what human beings are best at doing is interpreting all new information so that their prior conclusions remain intact. Love that. I'm going to say that again. What human beings are best at doing is interpreting all new information so that their prior conclusions remain intact. And that's by Warren Buffett. I'm going to link in the show notes two other podcasts that I listen to that I love about cognitive bias. And to finally close, I came across a company last month that is in direct line with my business and mission statement to balance mind and body and to help women live an optimal life of mental health and wellness, mental and physical health and wellness. This company is called Amare Global, and Amare stands for love. They are a mental health and wellness company, and I have never seen one before. And I loved their mission, and then I started looking into their products, which are all natural, by the way. And I knew that these products were meant for my body and the PMDD and anxiety that I deal with. But then as I started doing more and more research, I kept thinking of friends that I know that have anxiety, depression, mental restlessness, you know, your mind just reels, like sleep disorders, Hashimoto's disorders and diseases, bipolar, fibromyalgia. And all of the stories that I've read and the science that I have read for this company called Amare Global fits into products that they have, and they have amazing success stories, like on their Facebook pages, and also clients who have called in during some of their conference calls. And I truly believe that their kind of mission and their idea that what we put into our bodies and the lifestyle that we live will directly impact our mental health. Like, that is exactly what I'm teaching in my coaching and training company. So Amare is helping these people to live with optimal mental health. And I just knew that I not only wanted to use these products for myself, but I wanted to offer them and help be a medium to help get you products for your mental health. And so I became a wellness partner with Amare. And if you want to learn more about how you can better your mental health, or maybe see if there is a product that can help you, you can click on the link that is on our homepage. There's up in the menu. Well, it's on any page of our website. There's our menu bar and it says Amare. Or on our homepage, there's a link to the Amare site. And you can find those at adagiofit.com. The first product I always suggest my clients look into is the Fundamentals Pack. And it's three products. One is for our brain, and one is for our gut, which is actually known as our second brain. And you can find out more information about why that is on Amare's site. And the third product is to help the connection between our brain and our gut, so that we can ultimately reach optimal mental health. And I'm, like I said, I'm so excited to be a part of this company and that they fell right in line with what I have to offer you for coaching and training. All right, you guys, my mic made it through this podcast. I cannot wait to see you guys next week. I hope that you get to spend some time outside and work on your mental and physical health this week. And I will talk to you later. Bye.